In the winter of 1972, the song Roundabout by Yes was a smash single in America. The song was unusual for Top 40. It was full of shifting rhythms and tempos, as well as instrumental breaks. But that was not unusual for the growing progressive rock scene in England. Songs by other progressive rock bands, such as Pink Floyd and Genesis, would soon find their way onto the radio, their paths made easier by the success of Yes. Well, this year marks the band's 35th anniversary, and a new collection of their work sparked these memories from music critic Tom Terrell.
They weren't the first progressive rock band, but thanks to the 1972 single Roundabout, they were the first to conquer America's pop mainstream. I thought Yes's classical rock fusion was as white as pop music can get, until my Jersey homies Travis and Johnny turned me on to I've Seen All Good People, with its jazz swinging, funky soul groove. Back in the 70s, a whole lot of black college students were into Yes. Matter of fact, every time Yes came to Philly, me, Travis, Johnny, and 40 other brothers and sisters would buy two rows on the floor. And when Yes played our song, Heart of the Sunrise, we'd be high-fiving, black power saluting, and air guitar until it was over. Forget Pink Floyd. Forget Genesis. The new triple CD set, the ultimate Yes 35th anniversary collection, proves beyond a doubt that Yes was, I mean is, the funkiest, jazziest, deepest, the blackest UK prog rock band ever. Listen to Owner of a Lonely Heart, and you'll understand why Sherman George Jefferson Hemsley, house music godfather Marshall Jefferson, and legions of black fans have nothing but love for Yes. No question, 35 years after they began, Yes is still giving up the funk.
Our reviewer is Tom Terrell. The CD collection by Yes is called The Ultimate Yes.
And the ultimate life-changing experience took place today for our editor Steve Drummond and his wife Lori. Their daughter Lucille Mary Drummond made her debut this afternoon, 7 pounds, 14 ounces.
To Steve and the family, a tip of the microphone and congratulations from everyone at All Things Considered from NPR News.